In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dear friends and family, today, I want to share a message that I believe will touch your hearts deeply and bring you closer to the peace and presence of God. It's a message about how God is preparing to visit you. Yes, you. And all you need to do is be still. Life is full of chaos, isn't it? We rush from one task to another, our minds constantly racing with worries, plans, and what ifs. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, lost, and disconnected from the peace that we so desperately crave. But I have good news for you today. God is always near, and He's preparing to visit you in a profound and personal way. Picture this. You are a vessel, a beautiful container created with love and care. Over time, this vessel may have collected dirt, dust, and grime from the struggles and challenges of life. These distractions and burdens can make it difficult for you to feel God's presence. But know this, God is ready to cleanse you, to fill you with His peace and love. All He asks is that you be still. Be still. These two simple words hold immense power. When you quiet your mind, when you let go of the frantic pace of life, you create space for God to move within you. Imagine a calm lake when the water is still. You can see the reflection of the sky, the trees, and everything around it perfectly. But when the water is agitated, the reflection is distorted. Similarly, when our minds are still, we can clearly feel and see God's presence within us. God's visit is not like an ordinary visit. It's not like a friend dropping by for a chat. It's a divine encounter that can transform your life in ways you never imagined. It's a moment when you feel an overwhelming sense of peace, love, and purpose. It's a moment when all your fears and anxieties melt away, and you know, deep in your heart, that you are not alone. But how do we prepare for this divine visit? How do we be still in a world that is constantly pulling us in different directions? First, we need to create a space for stillness in our lives. This could be a quiet corner in your home, a peaceful spot in nature, or even a moment of silence during your day. Find a place where you can be alone with your thoughts and open your heart to God. Next, let go of your worries and burdens. I know this is easier said than done, but trust that God is in control. Imagine handing over each of your worries to Him, one by one. Feel the weight lifting off your shoulders as you do this. Remember, God wants to carry your burdens for you. He wants to give you rest. Now focus on your breath. Take slow, deep breaths. With each inhale, imagine breathing in God's peace and love. With each exhale, release any tension and stress. This simple act of mindful breathing can help calm your mind and body, creating a sense of stillness within you. As you settle into this stillness, open your heart to God. Speak to Him. Tell Him your hopes, your dreams, your fears, and your struggles. Be honest and vulnerable. God knows your heart, but He wants you to share it with Him. This is your time to connect with your Creator on a deep personal level. In this stillness, listen, listen for the gentle whisper of God's voice. It might come as a feeling of peace, a sudden insight, or a sense of reassurance. Trust that God is speaking to you, even if it's not in words. His presence is felt in the quiet moments, in the stillness of your soul. God's visit can happen at any moment, It might come in a time of prayer, during a walk in nature, or in a quiet moment of reflection. It might come when you least expect it, but it will always come when you need it the most. And when it does, you will know. You will feel a sense of peace and love that surpasses all understanding. Dear friends, being still is not about doing nothing. It's about being fully present in the moment, open to God's presence and His love. It's about trusting that God is with you, that He is preparing to visit you, to fill you with His peace and guide you on your journey. So, I encourage you to take time each day to be still. Create that space for stillness in your life. Let go of your worries and burdens. Focus on your breath. Open your heart to God and listen for His voice. Trust.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
That He is with you, preparing to visit you in a way that will transform your life. So, my dear friends, when we talk about being still and waiting for God's visit, we're talking about a deep personal experience that can change everything. It's not just a fleeting moment of peace, but a profound encounter that leaves a lasting impact on your heart and mind. Think about the times in your life when you felt completely at peace. Even if just for a moment. Maybe it was watching a sunset, listening to a favorite piece of music, or holding a loved one close. Those moments are glimpses of the deeper peace that God wants to give you. They are reminders that, even in the chaos of life, there is a place of calm and rest within you, where God resides. You see, God doesn't need grand gestures to make His presence known. He doesn't require perfect conditions or elaborate rituals. He simply needs you to be open, to be still, and to be present. In that stillness, He can speak to your heart and fill you with His love. One of the most beautiful things about God's visit is that it is unique for each of us. Your experience will be different from mine because God knows exactly what you need. He knows the desires of your heart, the pain you carry, and the dreams you hold close. His visit is tailored just for you to heal, comfort, and inspire you in ways that are deeply personal. Imagine waking up each day with a sense of anticipation, knowing that God is preparing to meet you in the quiet moments. Imagine the peace that comes from knowing that you are never alone, that the Creator of the universe is with you, guiding your steps and holding you close. This is the reality that God wants for you. As you go about your daily life, carry this message with you. When you feel overwhelmed by the demands of work, family, or personal struggles, remember to pause and be still. Take a moment to breathe, to center yourself, and to invite God into your heart. Let His presence calm your fears and renew your spirit. When you face decisions or challenges that seem insurmountable, know that you don't have to face them alone. In the stillness, seek God's guidance. Trust that He will provide the wisdom and strength you need. He is your constant companion, ready to help you navigate every twist and turn of your journey. In those times when you feel disconnected or distant from God, remember that He is always near. It is often in the quiet, ordinary moments that his presence is most profound. Whether you're washing dishes, taking a walk, or simply sitting in silence, know that God is with you, his love surrounds you, and his peace is within you. Let this message be a reminder that you are cherished and valued. You are not just another face in the crowd. You are a beloved child of God. He knows your name, your story, and your heart. And he is preparing to visit you in a way that will fill you with joy, peace, and purpose. Beloved friends, as we continue to reflect on the importance of stillness and God's imminent visit, let's dive even deeper into what this means for our everyday lives. The act of being still is a powerful declaration of faith. It's an acknowledgement that we believe in a higher power guiding us, loving us, and preparing to meet us where we are. Think about your daily routine. From the moment you wake up until you go to bed, how much of your day is filled with noise, activity, and distractions? We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, pulling us in countless directions. It's no wonder we feel exhausted and disconnected at times. But in the midst of this chaos, God invites us to find a sanctuary of stillness. Creating this sanctuary doesn't require a physical space, although that can help. It's more about cultivating a mindset, a heart posture, that seeks God in the quiet moments. You can find stillness in a busy day by taking short pauses to breathe deeply and center yourself. You can whisper a simple prayer. God, I am here. I am listening. These small acts of stillness can open the door to profound encounters with God. Imagine starting your day with a moment of stillness. Before you check your phone, before you jump into the tasks of the day, take a moment to sit quietly, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and invite God's presence into your day. This simple practice can set a tone of peace and purpose for everything that follows throughout the day. Look for opportunities to reconnect with this stillness. It might be during a break at work, while driving, or in a quiet moment at home. These moments don't have to be long, but they can be powerful. They are reminders that God is with you, that his visit is not a one-time event, but an ongoing presence in your life. When evening comes and you reflect on your day, take another moment of stillness. Think about the ways you felt God's presence, the moments of peace and clarity. Thank him for his constant companionship and for preparing to visit you in new ways tomorrow. This practice of daily stillness can transform your relationship with God and with yourself. As you embrace this journey of stillness, you might encounter moments of discomfort. Being still can bring to the surface thoughts and feelings we'd rather avoid. But remember, these are the very things God wants to heal and transform. In the stillness, bring your fears, your doubts, your pain to him. Trust that he is big enough to handle them and loving enough to heal them. One of the most beautiful aspects of God's visit is that it brings clarity. In the stillness, you might find answers to questions that have been weighing on your heart. You might receive insights and inspirations that guide you on your path. God's wisdom is a treasure, and it is often revealed in the quiet moments of stillness. Now, let's talk about community. While stillness is a personal practice, it's also something we can share with others. Imagine the power of a community that values stillness, that seeks God's presence together. Whether it's in a church setting, a small group, or even within your family, encourage each other to embrace stillness. Share your experiences and the ways you felt God's visit in your life. Support each other in this journey of faith and stillness. Let's also extend this stillness to the way we interact with the world. In a society that often values busyness and productivity, be a beacon of peace and presence. Show others that there is a different way to live, a way that prioritizes being over doing, presence over performance. Your example can inspire others to seek stillness and to be open to God's visit in their own lives. Remember that God's visit is a continuous process. It's not limited to a single moment or experience. As you cultivate stillness, you will find that God's presence becomes more evident in every aspect of your life. You will begin to see His hand in the ordinary and the extraordinary, in the joy and the struggle. This is the beauty of a life lived in stillness and faith. Dear friends, I urge you to take this call to stillness to heart. Let it become a cornerstone of your daily life. Trust that God is preparing to visit you in ways that will fill you with peace, joy, and purpose. Be still, and know that you are deeply loved by the one who created you. His visit is not just a promise for tomorrow, but a reality for today. As we draw closer to the heart of this message, I want to leave you with words of encouragement that will deeply resonate within your soul. My dear friends, you are on a journey that is uniquely yours, but you are never alone. God is with you every step of the way, preparing to visit you in moments of stillness and silence. In times of uncertainty, when the world seems to weigh heavily on your shoulders, remember this: you are stronger than you know. You have within you a divine spark, a piece of God's light that shines even in the darkest of times. When you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath and be still. In that stillness, you will find the strength and peace that come from knowing God is by your side. You may have faced trials and tribulations, moments that tested your faith and your spirit. But every challenge you have overcome has prepared you for the beautiful encounters that lie ahead. God sees your struggles, your pain, and your perseverance. He honors your journey and is preparing to meet you with an embrace of love and grace. When you feel unworthy, when doubts creep into your mind, remember that you are a cherished creation. You were made with intention and purpose. God looks at you with eyes of love and sees your potential, your beauty, and your worth. In the stillness, let His love wash over you, reminding you that you are valued beyond measure. Life has a way of throwing unexpected obstacles in our path. But these obstacles are not meant to defeat you. They are opportunities for growth and transformation. Each challenge is a stepping stone, guiding you closer to the person you are meant to become. Trust in God's plan for you, even when the way forward seems unclear. In the stillness, you will find clarity and direction. Remember that every moment of stillness is an invitation to connect with the divine. It is a chance to lay down your burdens and rest in God's presence. No matter how busy or chaotic your life may seem, you can always find a moment to be still and know that God is near. His peace is like a river, always flowing, always available to refresh your spirit. You are loved, my friends, deeply and unconditionally. God's love is not based on your achievements or your failures. It is a steadfast love that never wavers. In moments of stillness, let this love fill your heart and mind. Let it remind you that you are never alone, that you are always held in the arms of the Creator. When you face decisions and crossroads, be still and listen for God's guidance. His voice may not always come in thunderous declarations, but in gentle whispers. Trust that, in the quiet, you will hear His direction. He knows the way you should go and will lead you with wisdom and grace. As you walk this path of stillness, be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to feel, to heal, and to grow. God is not in a hurry, and neither should you be. Each moment of stillness is a gift, an opportunity to deepen your relationship with the one who loves you most. Embrace these moments with an open heart, and you will find peace beyond understanding. Finally, know that your journey of stillness and faith will inspire others. Your calm presence, your trust in God's timing, and your openness to His visit will light the way for those around you. You have the power to bring peace and hope to a world in need. Let your life be a testament to the transformative power of God's love and presence. Dear friends, as you go forth from this moment, carry these words in your heart. You are loved, you are valued, and you are never alone. Be still and know that God is with you, preparing to visit you in ways that will fill your heart with joy and your spirit with peace. Trust in His presence, embrace the stillness, and let His love guide your every step. Now, let us open our hearts to this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please come through me and let your light shine in every aspect of my life. Grant me the strength to overcome any challenges that come my way and the wisdom to make the right decisions. I pray for restoration in areas of my life that need healing and renewal. Please mend broken relationships, heal emotional wounds, and bring peace to my heart. Let your restoring power work in my life, bringing wholeness and harmony where there has been discord and pain. I also lift up my financial needs to you, knowing that you are the ultimate provider. Please bless the work of my hands and grant me prosperity in all my endeavors. Help me to be a good steward of the resources you provide and to always use them for the greater good. Finally, I ask for your healing touch to be upon my body, mind, and spirit. Bring relief to any physical ailments, clarity to my mind, and peace to my soul. Help me to live in the fullness of health and vitality, embracing each day as a gift from you. Thank you, God, for your unending love and grace. May your will be done in my life, and may I find strength and peace in knowing that you are with me every step of the way. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.